too.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon.
It's the theme song, Caesar. It's the theme song to the podcast. And you can't hear it because I have headphones on. I got to get some guest headphones. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the show. It's the Coyote Cast. We're live on TikTok, recording our podcast for Apple. Available Apple, Spotify, anywhere you get podcasts. And I'm going to fade out really slow. You can't even hear how magical I'm fading this.
I don't know what you're doing right now.
So nice. You're like, what's he doing? He's not even talking. Oh, man. I always go too fast at the end. what's going on, Caesar? Guest in studio, Caesar Pufano. Do you want Caesar Pufano Jr.?
Yeah, please. Yeah? Let him know who I really am.
You're the youngest, too, and you got the junior.
Yep.
I always think that's weird, but it kind of makes sense because the oldest brother probably gets all the fucking land. Yeah. And then you get like, dude, well, at least you got my name.
He got the height. I got gypped, man.
Welcome to the show, dude. You're a hard dude to pin down.
I am. I'm a busy man.
You're fucking busy. You got the ranch.
Yep.
You got a fencing business.
Yep. CP Fence.
And a new wrestling
club.
Gym club.
Yep.
And what else do? You do other stuff.
A lot.
A lot of shit.
Assistant coach, right?
Coaching.
We're coaching for a while. Five kids.
But I think like ranching and fence business, they go hand in hand.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And it's just a fucking smart move. I think if you're a rancher, why wouldn't you be a fence guy?
Probably time. Yeah.
What's this?
Fencing's dedicated all to itself.
Somebody wants in? I don't even know that person, though. No. Sorry, bud. I don't know you.
You're out.
You didn't look like a farmer. I don't know who you were. We'll let you in later, though. Later on the show, I'll let you in. I don't care who you are. So... Your ranch, Seven Earned Ranch, you're just kind of getting started, though.
Yeah, we're definitely still in the beginning stages.
And that's sort of like what this whole audience, like everybody's in a certain stage of either homesteading, farming, gardening, whatever. And, you know, that's why I have you in, like to show like you can do this.
Yeah,
like you can work a full-time job, you can work on this dream of
it's dedication, it's early days, late nights. There's times, and then it's everything in between. You know, you'll be on a job and then I'll get a phone call from my wife, oh, this is happening with this chicken, this horse is laying down, dude. This is going on with this.
That's so, the story of my
dude,
life.
It's always something, you know. But it's awesome. It comes with its highs and lows. It's everything from, you know, watching, like you just had, goats be born and things come to life. And then there's the opposite end where you're having, you know, foxes come and take your chickens or, you know, things just randomly. You wake up one morning and it didn't make it over the night. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. These little goats, man, every morning I'm like, let's see. Especially the first few days. You're like, boy, where am I going to walk into?
It's just like having a newborn child. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yep.
Well, the kid is a little more scary. You don't sleep much.
No.
I got that the other day. What was it? Actually, yesterday. My wife was at work watching the cameras, and I'm inside, like, watching the kids, and she's like, something's going on outside.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? So I got to, like, watch your sister. I got to run outside.
Let me see what the heck's going on.
I like cameras, but I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's just not needed, but then... It works. Like, if you're not home, you can, like, jump on a camera.
See what the heck's going on. See what's going on. I mean, I don't have a lot of cameras. I had them set up to try to figure out what was attacking my chickens. Ended up being a raccoon. So, it's, like, it's good for problem solving, you know, to have a camera out there.
You don't have to do that old school tracking, like, what do we got here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Looking for prints.
Everybody's always like, how did it die?
Yeah.
Was its neck chewed off?
Yeah, that's a possum. It's missing a head.
There's a whole weasel takes the whole head.
Yeah.
But the other day I was on, like, I don't know, one of the social media things, and somebody had a picture of a dead chicken, and its butt was eaten out. It's vent.
Probably a raccoon.
I'm trying to clean this show up, so I'm trying to clean it, watch my language. But, yeah, its vent was all chewed out.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I don't mean... And he was like, they were locked up. No predator signs of any predators. And I was like, dude, I hate to tell you, but I think it's your other chickens.
Yeah.
Because I had that.
You had that one that was getting better.
They
went
cannibalistic because they'll eat the egg. Like, if they cannibalize eggs,
yeah,
then the weak chicken, man, they'll go right to the source for the eggs.
Well, that's that whole pecking order saying, you know, the whole thing behind that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they definitely pick out the weak, and it's nasty, man. Like, they pick at its head.
Yeah.
And literally tell it's raw, you know?
Yeah. Oh, they're vicious, man. That's why, like, people are like, oh, my chickens, my babies.
No,
like,
get that. If that thing
was 3 feet taller, you were dead. Yeah. You're fucking
dead. They're little T-Rexes. Even the way they run, everything.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing that keeps chickens scared is their size. If you, like, you go on, like, online, you're like, hey, look at this giant chicken. I'm like, stop breeding chickens. Yeah. They'll take over.
Yeah.
Like, we cannot have big chickens. Nature made them this size because nature knew.
For a reason.
That they can't run the world.
No, they're nasty little animals. Yeah. I personally don't like chickens. I mean, I have a ton of them, but I was never one to, like, hold chickens and, oh, my chicken. Definitely not me. My wife, yeah. She'll sit there and, like, coddle them and, man. Even the way their noises they make, man. Yeah. To me, they're just little T-Rexes running around.
Dude, they're so mean to each other, man. Yeah. They're vicious.
I'm not a fan.
But you got chickens. You've got goats. How many goats are you up to?
I think we're up to 8 right now.
8?
Yeah.
And then you've got horses.
Yep.
You've got some freeloading horses.
Yep. As of right now, yeah.
But
they need a job.
What's your plan, though?
Eventually, once we get cattle, that's when the horses come into play. Mm-hmm. It seems like once you have a farm, you get free animals. Like, they just start showing up.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to get rid of their animals, so you end up with a bunch. So that's how we ended up with horses first. Horses were actually supposed to be last once we get cattle. That way we can herd them.
You know what they say? Don't look a gift horse in the mouth,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So, well, that gift horse I've been paying for 2 years now. Free hay, freeloaded.
Yeah, freeloaders, man.
But yeah, the goal is cows. That was the goal from the beginning. You know, I would like to train horses and get all that, but we're so busy right now. I don't think I could find the time. Not until the kids grow up a little bit.
Yeah.
But definitely cows, you know. I want to be as self-efficient as possible. Yeah. I don't want to buy meat at all from the stores. Eventually, I would like to do meat chickens.
That's what I'm working on this year. I mean, I've got a deadline because I'm still on, like, last spring projects.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you never catch up with your projects.
And I'm like, oh, God, man, I got to hurry up because I want chickens at a certain time. I got to get the thing built. I got to get this done. But then I got baby goat. That's what it is, man. It's the time.
Yep. Well, everything in farming, ranching, whatever you're doing, it's time sensitive. So, like, we just got our chicks 2 weeks ago. So hopefully by fall, mid to late fall, they're starting to lay. Because that first year, you get a year of straight laying. You know, they don't take that molting time off. So that's our goal. So, like, it's everything. Even when you plant, you know, we made the mistake when we were at the old house. We planted a week too early. You know, they say start planting after Mother's Day.
Yeah.
A week too early, we got that frost, killed everything that we planted. So.
Yeah, that happens, man. That's expensive. Like, if...
Yeah.
That's expensive. Even if you start your own seeds and that happens, it's expensive with time.
Yeah.
Yep. And then if you buy plants and that happens, it's expensive with your pocket.
Yeah,
I
bought all the plants. I did the whole garden. I was like, oh, I got it. You know, we looked at the forecast. Everything was good. And we got that one morning frost that it was cold.
I always do that. Like, I'm like, it's so warm. Yeah. Global warming. We can go a little early. It's not Mother's Day anymore.
No.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
But I mean, you want to. I mean, look at me, dude. I started seeds. I've got cabbages. That's
got
the only thing that popped out. But I mean, I started in March.
Yeah.
What a weirdo. Like, why am I so excited to, like...
Dude, to be self-efficient, that's why.
I just, like, I want to count.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I got this. Like, I'm preparing the food that I'm going to have in the fall.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And it's on my table right now. Like, that's my entire garden, like, right there.
Well, even planting, you know, I was watching something that said you should divide it out. That way you're not, all your lettuce isn't popping up at once, and now you got a whole crap ton of lettuce, you know.
Terrible with that.
Just try to space it out, even if it's a week difference, yeah. You know.
I'm terrible with when things start and, like, when you start them and stuff. Like, I've got buddies, they were on this show, and
they got it down
to a science, yeah. Man. A science. Like, what goes in when, what to fertilize with, yeah. When, how to fertilize over when, like, all that. It's just, dude, like...
That's a whole thing in itself, pulling knowledge from those guys, yeah. You know? Those guys that really know their shit, and just being able to pass it on.
But
know?
I've got such ADD, I'm like, no, I'm on to goats. No, I need meat chickens. No, I gotta go back to the farm. I gotta go do the garden. God, I want to get an orchard going. Like, my ADD kicks in, and I'm like, I can't spend that much time learning.
That's why I have 1,000 projects that are 3/4 of the way done.
I'm like, just give me the gist.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out on the way. But yeah, that's a whole science, man, that gardening.
Yeah.
But it's so essential. Like, our plan is to can this year. I got a pantry to get done. Do a lot of canning, get everything, like, get the pantry stocked and meat chickens in the freezer.
Well, that's the goal,
still,
right?
I still have pork at your house. Yeah. I still have, from the pigs we raised.
Yeah.
I have a full freezer, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I still have a 50-pound block of pig fat in my freezer. I don't know if I should make soap with or make freaking lard. I don't know what to do with
it. Make lard out of it.
But, yeah, but it's 50 pounds. Like, I gotta, like...
Yeah, it's a lot.
I gotta trim it up, thaw it all at once. Do I have to use it all at once? A lot of learning while you're still trying to, like, do all this.
Do everything.
You know?
Dude, it's a team effort. But, like, right now, my kids are, and your kids are too young to really, like, grasp any of it and really help. I mean, them just being outside doing whatever is good, you know?
Yeah.
But I can't wait until they're old enough to start doing it, you know, and really learning the trades at...
Yeah, it's weird. Like, my older boys, they're, like, skittish, I feel like, around the animals because they haven't been, you know, we just started, I don't know, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, the goats were just last year, I think.
Yeah.
Last year. And, you know, they're still, like, hesitant. But my 3-year-old daughter, she's in there.
Dude, yeah.
She's
right in there. Same thing with Clay, yeah.
Like, it's like, she's just, this is life, dude.
Yeah.
Well, the other two are like, what is this? This is new. Like,
yeah.
Do these things bite?
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, it's the difference of being, you know, raised with them. Like, I was raised with horses and everything. Yeah. And yeah, I don't shy away to them.
So I wanted to get it. You were raised sort of like an agriculture. Was it a farm?
So, well, it was more of like a hobby farm than anything else. At one point we had chickens and everything. But the fox kept getting them, so my dad did away with them. He was like, I can't be bothered. And then we had horses. We used to show them. And then as I got older, I got back into horses. We left it there for high school for a while. And then I got back into it, and dude, just fell right back in love with, you know, training and breaking them and working cows with them. That's what we mainly did with the horses.
Like, you know me, I wasn't raised around horses. I have a huge fear of horses.
Yeah.
I don't know about fear. Like, I don't trust horses, man. They're just so giant.
Yeah, well, dude, that's just getting used to it. It's like anything else. You know what I mean? It's like goats, chickens, just being around them.
Yeah.
And being, you know, it's a whole different environment. Once you get used to them, you learn what to look out for. It's like a dog. Dogs, you know, its fur is going to go up before it bites you. It's going to growl at you. Horses are the same thing. They're going to pin their ear. They're going to act different.
Yeah.
That's when you know, something's up.
But I was like, you know, if the world ends, like, you do this whole apocalypse thing, you do the checklist.
Once you get chickens, that's the beginning of it. you start conspiracizing. You're like, wait, no, I don't know.
I don't trust these mother. Yeah. But I was like, one of the most important things you probably should have is a horse because there's not going to be any gas. There's not going to be any electric. But I was like, all right, well. How about a mule? Or like, I'll be the guy around town riding the donkey. Like, well, give me something tiny.
No, if you get a horse that's like well trained, well broke, dude, you can have like little kids around them. So like, horses are like, anything else, like any other type of animal, you have a good lab that you don't have to worry about biting your kids,
chewing their face.
Yeah, compared to, you know, a mean Roddy or pit, you know, it's the same deal.
Yeah. So you, but then you get into bull riding. Like how the hell?
So
how the hell do you go from Jersey and you become a bull rider?
Well. So I grew up in Sandiston, right? So that was already, you know, we're far out there.
Yeah.
So picking up the country living was kind of easy. And then where I was working at the time, one of my good buddies, he was like, dude, my dad trains bull riders. And I was like, no way. You know, you're 18, full of testosterone. You're like, let's do it.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's do something stupid. So We would, on the weekends, we would break horses all week and, you know, training them and getting bucked off. And then on the weekends, we would go ride bulls, man. And his dad would practice. We had like 600-700-pound bulls and we would jump on and, you know, he had a little chute set up. He'd open the gate. You know, we didn't have any bullfighters. So if you fell off and he came back at you, you better run.
That's pretty good training.
Dude, he was old school cowboy. I mean, to the T, you know, even with breaking horses, everyone's like, do groundwork. He'd be like, put a saddle on that and ride it. you would hold on for the ride. Yeah.
Like, what's groundwork? Like, walking them around?
Yeah, so it's, like, training them, slowly putting a saddle on them, you know, really lunging them, you know, different directions, having ground manners, which, at the end of the day, it does help, you know. It definitely, you know, helps with your end result once you go to leg over.
But he was, like, just get on.
He was old school. Yeah, he was, like, get on, hold on for the ride. And it was literally hold on for the ride. I mean, we would buck them out. And
but then once they buck out, do they, like...
Yeah, they kind of calm out, you know, like it's breaking, you know, breaking horses is breaking their spirit. That's the whole like thing behind it, right?
Jesus.
So, yeah, you got to kind of like tough it out. And luckily, in between my buddy and I, we would alternate. Like, well,
dude, so, you know, I love history, right? So I've studied like the way the Sioux would break horse. I think it's the Sioux Indians. That's actually, you can't say Sioux. It's the Lakota. Wait, is it Sioux? Yeah, you don't want to say Sioux. Anyway, it's the Lakota. Either them or the Apaches or somebody. They would break horses. They would choke them. Choke them out, smother them, right?
And,
like, take them to the ground, choke them out, and then breathe, then resuscitate them.
Really?
And they were like, they break horses. Like, dude, they're the most expert horsemen.
That's crazy.
Plains, you know,
that's crazy.
But that's how they broke horses. They would just choke them out and then resuscitate them.
Dude, it's crazy because, you know, people think like breaking horses, even like the old school style, you're just breaking their spirit, but like it comes with a bond after, right? So you got to like build it back up. So just like, you know, starting them over again like they did.
Yeah.
Where you're breaking them, you're riding them out, you're tiring them out to barely anything, and then showing them, like, hey, I'm not here to hurt you. You know?
See, that's weird. Yeah. When you say break their spirit, there's got to be a horse to be like, I hate you. I'll never like
Well,
you.
There's definitely some that end up cold back or they still buck. They still give you a run for your money. I don't want to say there's not a horse that's not trainable, right? Anything is trainable. It's just some need more work than others. But a lot of times, once you break their spirit, it's a repetitive thing. It's not like, oh, I did it once, and now I can ride this horse whenever I want. Like, it's a training process of doing it over and over and over again.
You just got to keep.
Yeah, you got to stay on top of them, you know, and it's a daily event.
You know, you look at, like, cowboys and stuff, and you're like, oh, they like have that bond with their horse, you know?
Yeah.
I watched a guy, there was an escaped steer somewhere, I think Texas or something.
Yeah.
And there was guys in like cars and utility vehicles trying to catch this bull. A guy on a horse comes by, lassos it, and then straps it to his horse, and his horse puts the brakes on.
Yeah.
And start. It's just like,
dude, he knows his job. It's so repetitive. And any sport of riding, right? So you have like English riding, you have hunter jumper, you have so many different things. And like what I did was working cows and cutting horses. So you're repeating the same thing over and over again, where the horse and what cutting, especially the horse knows what to do, to the point you're literally just putting your hand down and he's doing the motions. Yeah. Like, if you ever got a chance, like, look at videos of cutting horses, and you're gonna be like, what the hell? The rider's really not doing that much. He's holding on for the ride, and it's like an old cowboy game. That's where cutting came from. And it's taking one cow out of the bunch, right? They're herd animals, so naturally that one cow wants to get back to the herd.
Yeah.
And you put your horse in between it, and your horse has to keep that cow away, jump for jump. And if you ever watch a video of it, or if you have time, you'd be like, oh, dude, this shit's pretty cool.
Anything I watch with horse riding, anything with horse riding, it blows my mind.
Because yeah.
The rider and the horse are like one.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you got to be in sync. It's yeah.
That's why, like, I got on your horse, I think, last year. And yeah. I was like, what do you do? And you're like, how the hell does it know what I want to do? Yeah. You're like, pull this way, and it goes this way. But then I'm like, dude, doesn't this animal know that if I, like, it, like, I'll pull this way, it'll go that way. But then eventually, won't it be like,
yeah, I
want
to go.
I can go any which way I want, you little son of a bitch. You're on my back. Like, yeah. I'll toss you and do whatever I want.
Well, dude, you get horses that do that. And they're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And then they will, that's they will why throw I'm always you like, off.
Dude, a horse killed Superman. A horse killed Superman. I'm going to jump on that thing's back.
Well, no, man.
Yeah, I'm like, as soon as that animal, because they're so smart. They're yeah. Like, once you get on their back and you realize how smart they are.
Yeah.
That's when I start going, oh, God, you're like intelligent.
Well, yeah.
You're going to figure out that you can kill me easily.
Well, they know the difference of what rider they have on their back, you know? So if they have an inexperienced rider, they can pull them whatever direction they want.
Yeah.
Compared to a rider that's more persistent or that's been riding longer, that's going to be like, nah, I'm not taking your shit, you know? And
I did feel that. I felt like I had to fake it a little bit. Like, oh, I've done this before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, no, I'm good here. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, they know how to read you, man. They're smart animals, without a doubt.
That's why I like kept the brakes on. Like, no, I don't want to go anywhere. Let's just stay right here with the brakes on. And he was kind of like, dude, are we going to go? Like, what are
yeah.
you doing?
Yeah, he's a very driven horse, man. He wants to go.
But I don't know. I mean, I got used to him. Like, you went on vacation. I was taking care of him, feeding him and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, not so bad.
But no, still, yeah, you get used to him, man. It's like anything else, just being around him. You know, my wife's from Clifton. Now she's more comfortable walking him. She's still kind of iffy, but, you know, it's progress just being around him.
But feeding is a little, like, intimidating because you got this giant animal coming at you hungry. Yeah. And in my soul, I want to run for the hills. And like, occasionally I'm like, just take the goddamn food.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it is, what, 1,500 pounds? And if you get kicked, it hurts, man. Yeah, I've gotten kicked a couple times, you know?
Dude, if I ever got kicked by a horse, I don't know what I'd do. Like,
dude, I mean, it's like getting punched times 100.
Like, I can't imagine, dude.
You know, it definitely hurts, man.
So you did that. Where bull riding you did where?
So we would train in, oh my God, Blairstown.
And you did that in Jersey?
Yeah. And then we would ride depending on where the rodeo is.
These people right now on like TikTok and stuff, they're like, they're bull riding in Jersey?
Yeah. I mean, there was a school, Luck of the Draw, I want to say, is what it was called. And they're in, like, central South Jersey. They're down below in Salem. So I think that's South Jersey.
Yeah, that's the other hillbilly spot.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't know this about Jersey. There's two hillbilly zones. And then
we're the mountain people.
We're the mountain people zone. And then there's, like, the redneck southern hillbilly zone.
Yep.
And then right in the middle is just complete city.
Yeah.
Like piles of garbage, piles of concrete.
That's what everyone's image. So I lived in Tennessee for a little while. And when you say, hey, I'm from Jersey, they're like, oh, you're from the city. I'm like, no, there's actual like country farmland in Jersey. They think Jersey, like that whole
they'll watch The Sopranos. And
Jersey Shore. Everyone's Jersey like, oh, Shore. Yeah, you're from Jersey, Jersey Shore. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, there's four zones. There's the shore.
Yeah.
Then there's like this city where every city in Jersey is like in one spot almost.
Yeah.
Like this one strip of land. And that just ruins us.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone thinks, you know, you don't hunt, you don't fish, you don't know how to cowboy because from Jersey.
But... Yeah, I mean, we're like, you know, an hour and a half from one of the biggest cities in the world.
Yeah.
And Yeah. We're out here bull riding and hunting and fishing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Doing podcasts with goats.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, so you didn't breed any goats this year?
No. No, I'm kind of done with goats. Like, I want to keep the group I have just to clear. Because they are phenomenal with clearing, you know, brush and stuff.
Yeah.
That way kind of sets it up for the cows. But, yeah, no, I'm done. I'm done breeding with them.
Yeah.
It's more headache. And like, what do you really do with them if you're not selling them?
Yeah, you know? Well, mine, I'm selling them. I mean, they're purebred, so hopefully people want to buy them. But, like, when we got the goats, like, I'm so glad I didn't go with, like, meat goats. I know you have a few meat goats.
Yeah, I don't know. My goats are like dogs at this point.
That's the point, like, man. They're... I was like...
Well, if I had to, yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah. I'll eat you, but it's only if I had to. You know what I mean?
This week, I try and do as much as I can, you know, with care and maintenance and stuff. But this week, we had to disbud the baby goats. That means you take a hot iron, you burn the bud of the horn off of their heads. And, dude, it's so barbaric. Like, I can't do it. I had the girl that did it last year. She came again. I called her. I was like, you got to come. Like, I just can't. I can't. Yeah. I have the stuff to do it.
Oh, you should have called me, man. I used to do calves in Brazil. So my dad had a farm in Brazil. And that was like one of the first things I would do. So all the little calves that were born.
Just burn their horns off.
Oh.
But it's so like, I feel like I'm going to melt their brains or something.
Well, dude, it's not sitting there for 10 minutes. Like,
it's a while, dude.
It's a little much. and like, you have the electric one, right?
No, yeah, like the hot. Yeah, so, oh, you did it with like.
Dude, we did it over the fire in Brazil. And
barbarians.
Dude, it was so cool, man. It just like, I was probably, I don't know. I wasn't even 18 at the time. I must have been like 16. And yeah, dude, it was the coolest thing. Getting those calves and holding them down and burning it. It was, dude, it's like branding. It's like any of those things. Like,
see, this is the thing. Awesome. Like, I was thinking, I was like, if you asked me to kill those baby goats and like eat them, I would.
Yeah.
But if you want me to like burn their heads and torture them, for some reason, I'm like, I can't do it.
Well,
I'd rather slit its throat and eat it than burn its
head. Think about it. We do it to ourselves. If you have a tattoo, you went through the same thing. Now, granted, it is hot. It is, you know, a lot quicker versus sitting there.
And I wasn't screaming like a maniac. Like, they're like, ah!
Well, yeah, of course. They don't realize, like, hey, we're doing this so you don't have horns. They're like, you know, what the hell are you doing? Yeah.
Well, my thing is, like, I don't want to cause pain. Like,
yeah.
I have no problem killing a pig and eating it.
Yeah,
I have
no
problem shooting a deer and eating it.
I got you.
But I've made bad shots on deer, and I feel horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, my entire life. Every time I make a bad shot on a deer, I'm like,
yeah,
God, I don't want to cause suffering. I don't want to cause pain.
Yeah.
But I want to eat.
No, yeah, it makes sense, man. Like, I've definitely shot things, and I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't kill you. Like, you're going to run off and hopefully die. Like, that's the goal. Yeah.
Even the predators, like a fox or something, if I don't make a good, quick, clean headshot, I feel terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't want to cause pain, but I need you out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it sucks. And then, like, what else do you do to keep them out? So... For me, I mean, I ran electric all around, and dude, it's been a world of a difference.
Yeah, we've had, you know, knock on wood, we've had no issue since I got the, you know, the electric fence and stuff. When I had my chickens just going crazy, going all over, we had foxes.
Dude, they were getting picked off crazy. So were ours. I mean, raccoons, like, I didn't realize how bad raccoons are to get chickens. Yeah. Like, dude, they will go to the extremes, and then, like, they don't even, like, carry them off. They just eat what they got and leave it right there.
I just saw a video. I wish I could bring it up, but I didn't see it on my laptop. But like a wildlife officer shooting a raccoon 9 times.
Dude, they don't like to die.
They don't die.
They don't like to die. I used to shoot them with the 22, and I like it was same thing. Like, you got to pump a bunch of rounds in.
But she was shooting it going like, bang, it's got rabies, bang.
Oh,
it's definitely got rabies, bang. And I'm like, or it's a raccoon
that
doesn't want to die.
Yeah, they don't die easy, man. Like, they're just I don't know. There's something else to them. No. Like, if you have a perfect shot, maybe. But other than that, they're like...
Even a perfect headshot on a raccoon, they'll...
Well, their skull is crazy thick. Yeah. You remember that one I shot that you skinned. And you were able to pick the round out of it.
Yeah,
and I shot it with a 22 freaking long.
Yeah, man. You shot it in the head, and then the bullet, like, went under the skin, like, ricocheted off the skull and under the skin. I was like, dude, I picked this. That's why it didn't die. That bullet just lodged in its skin.
Yeah, you got to find, like, that soft spot to hit them.
Yeah. But, I mean, again, even those things, man, like, I don't want to torture. I don't want to.
It's a quick shot.
I don't want to cause pain, you know? I just want it over and done with. What's got to be done has got to be done, but just get it done with quick.
That's why, like, that burning of those horns, man.
Dude, it's all for a purpose. It's not like you're doing it to torture them. You know what I mean? No. Like branding, that has its whole reasoning. So if your cow does wander off, you know, you have your brand on.
The girl that was here, actually, I'm going to have her on the podcast one day, I think, because she makes, like, soap and stuff, and she can, like, talk about it more. But I was like, I'm justifying it. Like, if they have horns, they're going to get stuck in fences.
Yeah.
Like, it could be bad. And she was like, you have vet bills. You have injuries to other goats and stuff. And, you know, it makes sense. But
horns are something else, man.
You got a goat with... It's like, God damn.
I mean, I don't like dehorning my guys. You know that. And it's not because of that aspect. It's their form of defense. You know what I mean? That's why I like it.
I know me, and I'll be like, I'll just twist its head off because
it's screaming.
I've burned its brain. It must die now.
Yeah. No, man. It's something else.
I overreact. Like, I mean, one of the first times you and I hung out, you had that chicken. It was a party, and I was new to the neighborhood. And Caesar had a chicken with Bumblefoot.
Yeah.
And
that chicken was in bad shape.
Yeah, it was in bad shape. Wasn't moving. Yeah. It was stuck in, like, a cage. You got it as, like, somebody.
Yeah, I got it from a customer's house, and I think it was Union. And you're not allowed to have chickens over there.
It's like the city.
So, yeah, I took it in, and then you spotted the bumble feet on it.
Well, it was just, you know, and I was like, look, man, let's just put it down and eat it or something. And you got So at this family party, Caesar goes and gets a gun, and I take it out in the woods and twist his head off. And I was like, oh, shit, man.
Dude, we played soccer and trying to steal.
Yeah, then the chicken goes running back into the party now without a head.
And shooting blood everywhere.
Yeah, I was like, hey, nice to meet you all. It was great being here. Hope you enjoyed my chicken show.
This guy has great parties, man. We kill chickens, drink beer, and hang out.
Yeah, no, I was like, oh, God. Man, they're going to hate me. I just, first party I was at, I twisted their chicken's head off and it went running around the party.
Dude, it was wild. It was funny, but not funny. Yeah. Type thing.
So, yeah, I mean, this is cool, man. Yeah. I like hanging out with you. I think, like I said, I wanted you on the show and, like, discuss, because you're an interesting dude with this stuff. I mean, you got a lot going on.
Yeah.
The rodeo stuff alone.
That was cool. Unfortunately, it was short-lived. It was something I couldn't do for a long time just because I did have a kid. And it's a matter of how bad you get hurt, you know? It's not when you get hurt. It's how bad. And, dude, it's the most real thing, especially when you're riding bulls.
Well, that's what... kids ruin everything, man. They do. Really do. I love my kids.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Your time for reckless behavior... It goes down.
Yeah. It comes to a stop.
Like, sold my dirt bikes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, those street bikes. See you later.
I totaled one. So.
You had a pretty bad street bike wreck.
Yeah.
But what is that, man? Like, is that just testosterone when you're a youngster?
Dude, it's adrenaline, right? So, like, it is. It's testosterone. It's adrenaline. And it's not like I wasn't an adrenaline junkie, but. Dude, you get, like, so bombarded with life and all the bullshit that comes along, you know, work stress, life stress and everything. And, you know, there's a freedom when you're doing something like you're on a street bike or you're riding or you're on a horse or you're on a bull or whatever it is that, like, you're not concentrating on the stress for those like bull riding. Those 8 seconds, there is nothing else that's going through your freaking brain other than hold on for the ride.
I mean, I said that about jiu-jitsu. Like,
yeah. Wrestling, jiu-jitsu,
nothing else going on.
Yeah, I mean, with today's society and all the bullshit that's going on, it's like, dude, it's really easy to lose sleep over the crap that's just going on and not have like an outlet, you know?
Well, you know, people always say like, you know, oh, our kids, they can't turn it off like we did. Like, you know, they're the bullying or whatever. It's constant. It's nonstop because it, you know, continues through their phones and through social media and stuff. And
well, phones is like a whole other topic.
Yeah, man. But it's
that shit drives me crazy.
But it's the same thing. Like us as adults now, like your work. Most people's work is in their pocket 24/7.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. There is no off. Yeah.
And there's no off. And people, like society has no, I'll send them this and then they can check it whenever they want. But it's that thing just reminds you like, ding, ding, hey, you got an email.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
it's so you got repetitive. A text. Yeah. Hey, look at your text. Well, you don't look at your text.
No, I don't.
I've seen your text. Dude, there's 685. Let me see your phone. How many?
I purposely do this, man, just to kind of like keep somewhat sanity. I'm at 478 texts and 31,000 emails unread. So if you want to text me or email me, dude, just call me. Like, dude, that's the only way.
But that's how it should be. Like, but
you got to turn it off. Dude. You got it. It you will drive yourself crazy. You will lose sleep.
My wife gets mad because I don't know why she gets mad. Does she get mad? I don't know. But she's always asking me why I have my ringers off. I have no notification. I have my ringers off.
Dude, it's the constant.
Because I don't want that thing telling me when to look at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will look at it when I choose to.
Dude, well, like, everyone's so zombified. And then, like, you know, I have a 13-year-old daughter. And I try to tell her, you know, stay off the phone, especially when you're around people. You know, you never know who the hell you're around. When you're out in public, you don't know who's looking at you, who's got something stupid up their sleeve.
Yeah, you got to keep your wits about you.
Yeah, I mean, just last week alone, I had a truck. I don't know if I told you, my truck got stolen.
No.
Yeah, I had a truck get totaled by a drunk driver a month ago. I had another truck get stolen last week. Yeah, I had a guy creeping up on me at Lowe's in Union about 6 months ago. It's like the world's just a different place from when, you know, you and I were growing up, where you could go ride your bike around town. You had nothing to worry about. Yeah. Now, you got to be aware of your surroundings. And having that thing in your face, man, just makes you so vulnerable.
Yeah, my son, he has a phone now, and look, I'm like, dude, I want to call and text you and that's it.
Yeah.
But constantly with his head. You know, he's not into the social media or anything like that, thank God. But still, it's like, man, you gotta look up.
There's so many avenues.
I tell him, like, take a breath, dude.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
Yeah, you got to unplug from it. And it's addicting to him. And, like, even with wrestling, you know, we're opening up the gym. I'm sitting here and I'm trying to think of how many different things I could do with the kids to keep their minds going, because if they have Instagram or Facebook, when you're scrolling, it's just this, and it's the next new thing. It's the next new thing. And if you don't like it, you just pass it on. So I feel like that generation is going to go through a hardship with sticking with things and not just jumping from one thing to the other. Yeah. Like, we have a bunch of really good wrestlers, man, that don't want to wrestle next year because they're like, oh, it's boring. I'm like, wrestling is boring? How?
Wrestling is boring. Dude.
What are you going to do that's not boring at that point?
No idea.
It's to me, you know, I freaking love the sport in so many different aspects. But for kids to be like, no, you know, it's boring.
They're bull riding.
Yeah.
Open a bull riding school.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I can only imagine what their insurance policy is on that. It'd be outrageous. Dude, but I would love, and I've told Danielle this, to have kids do something else. Have, like, dude, if we had a big old pole barn with, you know, basic tools that they can learn how to split firewood, wood shop, mechanics, like, just basic stuff that we grew up doing, not thinking, like, oh, hey, this is a... Dude, tell a kid to put a chain on a bike, man. They're going to look at you like, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, no, like, dude, I do that here. Like, I let them build stuff with wood and stuff. Let's just grab my scrap wood,
Yeah.
Think of something and build it.
Dude, build a ramp. Build a shitty ramp and ride your bike off.
Dude, my kids, when we first moved in, they were building ramps.
Yeah.
And now they just, they hit potholes. Well, I guess I should fix the driveway.
Yeah, maybe dude, your driveway's back. Pretty bad. Yeah.
Maybe they'll go back to building ramps.
Yeah.
We just had another kid walk in our studio here.
We have an intruder.
You can't just drop by the studio.
What's up, burnout?
So, I mean, well, he's a great example. That's a kid. How old are you now? You had a birthday. You're 15.
There's a kid that was outdoors and doing stuff with his hands.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting in front of a screen.
Yeah.
We didn't see
what you built. We'll take a break and go see what you built. We got a 15-year-old kid, but he builds shit. He fixes shit.
He's out on his dirt bike,
and that's how you want your kid to be, not with their head in the phone. I don't even know if that kid has a phone. but let's take a break. Let's go see what this kid built.
Can we post a picture of it on the?
Yeah, we could. You take a picture. We'll post it. So
awesome.
Let's take a short break here. We'll be right back. We're gonna leave. Oh my God, he's walking in here. He built a bicycle
with a motor,
with a motor and a gas tank. Okay. That is a bicycle, and he put a motor on it. That's a moped.
It's a moped.
That's the shit.
He did like a granny moped, man. That's what's up.
It's like an old school fit. Walk that over here. Can you put it on camera somehow?
If I spin the camera a little
bit. It's like an old school. Yeah, twist that camera around. Let's see that.
I want you guys to see our audience. That's it here too.
Oh, yeah. There's our live studio audience. All our goats. Look at that thing.
Check it out. It's got a motor and everything.
This kid built a bike.
Yeah.
You got it. You rode it.
Yes, I rode it to track spot.
You rode it to track.
You rode it on. Where's your helmet, dude?
What?
Where's your helmet?
Up there.
Oh, all right.
Uh-oh.
Our camera's getting wonky. So, yeah, let's take a short break and see. Let's watch this kid ride this thing. This is Ryer. Ryer, how you doing, man? Say hi to everybody. Anybody? You can come on the mic. You can come say hi. We'll talk about this. This bike you built.
You got two views?
Two viewers, yeah.
So,
that is a crazy contraption. So, yeah, we'll take a short break here. I'm going to play a little music and let the... I don't even know what the music will be for. I guess for the live audience. I guess. Yeah, goats will attack that. So we'll be right back. Stick around.
Thought I've seen the wound to stand. Through teardrops and laughter.
So that was cool. This kid built a freaking bicycle, put a motor on a bicycle. You bought the motor off of Amazon?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man. Congratulations. So, yeah, we're back. Ryan, can you shut that door?
Yeah.
Putting all the hot air out.
No, we'll get the guinea fowl start coming in here yelling. So, this kid built a freaking, took an old, like bike. An old 10, I don't know, what are those bikes?
That's like the bike you see down at the shore.
It's like the bike in The Wizard of Oz that the witch shows up on. Yeah. He put a motor on it.
The one from E.T.
The witch, yeah. You need a little E.T. on the front of that bike. Yeah. That thing's pretty cool, man. But that's what you want your kids doing. You want your kids out there
building anything at that point.
This kid, he just orders a motor off of Amazon.
Puts it on an old rusty bike. It does 25 miles
an hour.
Yeah,
it does 25 miles an hour on a freaking bike. That's pretty cool. So...
Holy crap.
Come over here if you're going to talk. I don't know if there's an age requirement. You might have to get your parents to sign something. So Ryer takes care of our animals. When we go on vacations and stuff, he'll come and feed our chickens and take care of our goats and stuff. Pretty good kid. If you have kids, that's I guess you want them to turn out like this kid, sort of. Without the wise-ass mouth, you know? Without the ball-busting on a 15-year-old, you know?
Good kid other than that.
So, yeah, I don't know. We got to get out. We got a hard out at, like, 2 o'clock, probably a little before, too.
Yeah.
Because you got to meet somebody at 2.
Call me. $15 an hour.
For what? He's trying to get... Somebody wants you?
Yeah.
That's what I need? Someone to help out? Yeah.
Well, $15 an hour. I'll be there on the moped.
Hey, you work for us, so we will assign you out to them. It'll be $20 an hour. Yeah. We're going to take a commission.
Of 5.
Don't feed him either. He gets real lazy. Sometimes he works for just Chinese food.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
What?
Apparently.
He always charges me cash or gas. One of the two.
Cash or gas. Nobody rides for free. Yeah. There's another part of that, but kids here. So, where were we?
I don't know. I think we were talking about, phones and
phones. Yeah, how
kids being stuck on them.
I guess that's why I like this lifestyle of like farming and nature and hunting and fishing and, you know, trying to introduce your kids to this rather than the alternative.
Oh yeah. Yeah, 100%. I'd rather my kids be outside doing something versus either stuck inside or in the city getting in trouble. You know, that's why my dad originally moved up to Sanderson, because we would play ball out in the street and the ball would hit someone's car. It was like, I'm done with neighbors complaining.
Yeah.
You know, in the fence industry, that's all they deal with is, you know, it keeps me in business. It's a good thing, you know, but neighbors just don't get along. It's not like it used to be, you know, where you're always trying to help your neighbor or, you know, but I feel like it's still like that. You know what I mean? Like we help each other out. And if I don't know something, I reach out to you. You don't know something, you reach out to me. And
I mean, this area, I think, I don't know how rare it is, but within like, dude, on this podcast, you're going to meet everybody in my town that is involved in something like this. I think everybody has a story. Everybody is cool. Everybody has this weird, like, ability to do something so cool, and we're all friends.
Like, we all get along at the end of the day. But like, it's being willing to spread knowledge and help each other out that helps you, your farm and your what you're trying to grow succeed. You know, you can't do everything by yourself, and you don't know it all. Like, I don't care who you are.
Yeah, like,
you don't know every aspect of everything.
No, it's impossible.
So that's why you get that knowledge, man. And then by the end of the day, if you can take that knowledge and give it to the youth or give it to your kids, man. Like, that is huge.
Yeah. You know? Look at this kid already. He's going to work. I have a go-kart over there he's supposed to fix, too.
Picking it apart.
No idea what he's doing over there. He's going through tools. He's going to start judging me on tools and stuff. What do you have that? Well, that's what we do. Like, we'll help each other out, but we bust each other's balls.
Yeah.
I think that's important, man. That's like that tribe, like, that's how you develop a tribe, right?
Yeah.
You know, that...
Well, like...
I'm going to be mean to you. Hey, can you keep it down? You know, I'm trying to do a show over here.
But we all know, like, when everything goes to shit, you know, we all have each other's backs. You know what I mean? Like, and that's the kind of relationship you want. You want the people around you that are helping you out and you're helping them out. If everything was to go to shit, I know I could rely on you. You know what I mean? It's that... It's that mentality. And like I said, with the industry I'm in, that is so far gone, man. Especially in the cities and stuff. Like, people just aren't doing that, man. They don't care about their neighbors. They're not really helping them out. And it's not everyone, of course, but dude, a lot of it, like, we probably get the cops called on us 5 times a year because we're putting a fence up. And they're like, oh, they're putting it up. I don't want it there. Blah, blah, blah. Or the neighbor's like, oh, these guys are stepping on my property. I'm like, dude, what happened to people getting along?
Yeah.
And every now and then I'll get neighbors that actually split the cost of the fence, and it makes it so much easier because they're not battling each other. Like, it's so much smoother.
Yeah. I think in a city aspect, like, I think it's too hard. I think it's such a fast paced life that people are amped up.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've worked in the city like all through my 20s and you know, some of my 30s.
Yeah.
I was in the city. And, it's like you feel life and death. You know what I mean? Like, you're making decisions.
Yeah, but you're not living at that point. You're just surviving.
Like, yeah, but that's, I think they operate at, like, this anxiety level is just, it's constant.
Yeah.
Like, there is no walk around your yard and take a breath. There's no down.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
It's feet on concrete, feet on carpet, feet on, you know what I mean? Their feet are never in the dirt, and they never get to take that breath. It's always like a high anxiety, high paced, high fast life. Even if on their downtime, not just at their jobs. I mean, they're going.
Yeah, but what are you doing at that point? That's where I'm like, are you really living at that point? Or are you just surviving? Like, oh, cool, man. You could be a millionaire, but if you're freaking, oh, now I have, I'm depressed. I have anxiety. I have all these, you know, because that all comes with other issues, you know, physical, mental. Dude, what the hell did you win? Like, cool, you have $1 million, but dude, you're stroking out here.
Yeah.
Versus like, all right, maybe I don't have as much, but at the end of the day, you know, I have my own little farm. I'm, you know, raising my own food.
I mean, my wife, she's always like, you just stare out the window. Sometimes I just stare out the window.
Waiting for a predator to come.
Or just watching, you know what I mean? It's so relaxing just to watch animals graze.
Yeah.
I don't know if that speaks to like your DNA caveman where you're watching, you know, your ancestors were watching like.
Yeah. Over your livestock.
Yeah.
And
or watching like animals graze and like hunting them or something. Yeah. Like it's just, wow, that's loud. Whatever just went by.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was loud in my headphones.
I don't know. We need to tone it back, man. And really realize what's around us and, you know, kind of go back to our roots a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people aren't.
I think the right people are, like, even people getting out of the city and stuff. I think the right people are making that move. I, you know, just from COVID, they just were like, because people got locked up in their apartments.
Dude, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine.
I would have went nuts.
Dude, I had COVID and I built a shed on my own property. But if I had COVID and I was in an apartment complex, like, where am I going to go? Like, you know what I mean? It's crazy, dude. It's a totally different lifestyle. And I mean, this lifestyle that we live definitely isn't for everybody. You know what I mean? No. Some people are meant to be in front of a computer and
dude,
textbooks
you gotta
and
get
stuff.
On camera. People got to see that beard a little more.
Oh, wow. Well, the camera's way off. Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. People, I think there are people that aren't cut out for this.
No.
And I think society allowed them, no offense, but to exist. Like,
yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, and I keep going, if the world was to go to hell, right? If everything was to go to shit, how are you going to survive, dude? Like, I know I can make it because if I had to hunt, I can. If I have to fish, I can. These are all things I've done.
Well,
but someone that doesn't know how to even tie a lure on, like, how do you make it, dude?
Yeah, how do you make it?
How do you find worms? Do you know?
You know what I mean? Stuff like with my kids, I'm like, I got to show you that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And then I'm like, who taught me? And I'm like, I don't remember somebody.
Dude, no. A lot of it, and this is because we didn't have that technology. We were outside. Dude, you knew how to find worms because you picked up a rock to throw at your friend and realized, oh, dude, there's a worm under here. Yeah. Like, you know.
Hey. Can you keep it down?
Yeah. These mice are sensitive.
Jesus Christ. So, what were we? He's so loud.
You're killing Kurt's ADD right now, man.
Yeah,
he can't
you
concentrate on this.
Because I don't know what he's digging in. He's digging in tools. Clicking. So I don't even know what he's doing. What's he building? Is he fixing his bike?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So, I think this lifestyle is just so important for me to keep my own sanity and my own peace and my own, like, get home from work and, like, stare out a window at my animals.
Yeah.
To walk out there and just count the chickens, be like, yep, everybody's here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, there is something awesome about it. I wouldn't trade it in for anything, you know. I would not go live in the city or live that type of lifestyle. I like to be able to go in my backyard and shoot my guns.
Well, you wonder why. You're like, wow, people in the city are crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I would be crazy.
Yeah, yeah, because, well, I guess they don't get that opportunity to unwind. Like, what do you do at that point? You know, if someone would comment and let us know, what do you do?
I don't know. These are all, like, homesteaders, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
I always said, what do you do in the city besides go out to eat?
Dude, what, I have no idea.
You go out to eat and drink?
Movies, like, maybe? Movies? Yeah.
What else do you do? You go to a park? What do you do at a park? What do you do at a park?
Yeah.
You sit on a blanket?
Watch the birds. I don't know. Feed ducks.
You watch people? What do you do at a park? Play frisbee?
I don't know. I'd feel so unaccomplished. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. You're not building anything. You're not creating anything. Exactly. You're walking around a fucking park throwing a goddamn frisbee around.
Dude, and I'm 100% one of those types of guys that needs to see an end result. Like, if I send an email, I didn't accomplish anything. But if I built something, I could look back at, like, I build your fence. Oh, okay. I know the quality of the fence. I know I built something. You know what I mean?
I need to create.
Yeah.
And either that's like building a project or like, I get it, like writing a book or something. I would still get that feeling, or
it's a sense of accomplishment.
Some sort of creation. I need to create. I think humans are creative. And look at this kid. He's created a bike and he rode it over here just to tell us.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Or he wrote it to Tractor Supply to tell everyone at Tractor Supply. Look what I did. Gail, we don't know Gail.
Yeah, it's Gail, your girlfriend at Tractor Supply.
You got a little lady down there?
There you go.
There you go, kid. So let's wrap this up because you got a meeting at 2:00 and I got stuff to do as well. So it was cool, man. I want to have you back where we're not on a time constraint. Maybe a Friday night where we can really party.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah.
Really hang out on TikTok. Our camera angle is terrible now that we moved it. But just thanks everybody for checking in on us, watching the show. And this will be live Monday. Monday awesome. It'll be up on Apple and Spotify and Google, all the other cast things that I'm putting it on. So, thanks for hanging out, man.
Oh yeah, anytime.
Sunday morning, you missed church just to come here,
just to hang out.
Yeah,
awesome. I appreciate it.
Heck yeah.
Sure, no. Jesus won't mind.
Yeah, he will. He's judging me right now.
He's like, what did you guys talk about? Bull riding? Right. I don't even know what to name this show.
That's awesome.
I don't know. So,
all right, man, I'm going to play a little outro music here to end the show.
Keep talking, Caesar. Plug your stuff. What do you want? What you got a
book out or anything?
No.
Nothing? Keep talking, Caesar. Keep talking.
So, how to raise 5 kids in one house.
There you go. We didn't even get into that. How many kids you have?
Yeah. Good luck, man. Good luck trying to afford it. Keep a roof over their heads.
Yeah, right?
Reach out. You need a fence. CP Fence is your guy.
What do you got? Kids 13 to what's your youngest?
13 to almost 2 in April. So one more month. And then so 13 to 2, it's a journey all in itself. Just to get kids from point A to point B.
And we got birthday season coming up here.
Yeah.
Seems Caesar's wife and my wife both share a birthday and my daughter.
They're virtually the same person in 2 different bodies. They but, yeah.
They don't even, I don't even think they realize how.
No, how similar they are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. All right. So, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you later.
We're out.
You're like a herd of bloody swine that's refused to leave the trough. You'll get name out this evening, so you better bugger up. You've been a splendid audience, but all your time is past. So don't you, I'll be letting the door hit you in the arse. You've been a lovely audience, but oh, enough's enough. We take it very kindly if you'd all just bugger up. Well, bugger up, you bastards, bugger up. You'll get no more this evening, so you better bugger up. And here's to all the small convictions waiting for the band. I'm thinking maybe one of them might make it one night stand. But please don't take offense because this song is not for you. To be happy to oblige you when this perfect crap is true. So bugger up, keep that.
Try to stand up, say the piss. So give it up, you fucking wild card.